कॉल टू प्रभु जी। हरे कृष्णा एवरीवन, वेलकम टू भक्ति संगा कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल। टुडे वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव हिज ग्रेस राधा प्रमोद प्रभु। बिफोर दैट वी विल रीड टुडेस श्रील प्रभुपाद कोट 22 मे। ए स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर इज नॉट ए फैशन दैट ओ आई शुड हैव ए स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर। People after fashion, no, one must be very much inquisitive to know what is the highest perfection of life. If one is actually inquisitive to understand about the highest perfection of stage of our life, then he should search after a spiritual master. New Vrindavan, May 22, 1969. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gurudev ki jai. Is Prabhuji there on the call? So I will just pause the recording here. I try to call a Prabhu and senses. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning. And today's Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Kanda, first chapter 199 to 203. Please take over, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yes, I'll just share the screen. Just give me just 2 seconds. जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद ओम ज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। हरे कृष्ण। I'm sorry for some technical issues. Here it was. That's why I got delayed. I seek forgiveness. So here, this is a continuation of discussion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is giving this instructions to Mother Sachi. So we'll read this shlokas and translations, then we'll have discussion. Suna suna mata krishna bhaktira prabhava sarva bhave kara mata krishna anuraga krishna sevake ramata kabhu nahi nasha kala chakra darya dekhiya krishna dasa गर्भवासे यत दुख जन्मे वा मरणे कृष्णे सेवक मत पिछू न जाने। ओ मदर प्लीज हियर द ग्लोरीज ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस टू कृष्णा। बी अटैच्ड टू कृष्णा इन ऑल रेस्पेक्ट्स। ओ मदर द सर्वेंट्स ऑफ कृष्णा आर नेवर डिस्ट्रॉयड। इवन द व्हील ऑफ टाइम इज फ्राइटेंड बाय द साइट ऑफ कृष्णाज डिवोटी। O Mother, Krishna's servants do not undergo the tribulations of residing in a womb, taking birth, or dying. For a description of the glories of devotional service to Krishna, the devotees of Krishna, one should refer to the statements of Lord Kapila to his mother Devahuti, recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam 3.25, 32-44. One who worships Krishna is not subjected like the conditioned souls to birth, sustenance and death, which are effects of the material time factor. Actually, the devotees of the Lord are never vanquished by the influence of time. They lead a life of devotional service and eternally engage in the service of Hari. The formidable wheel of time, which brings about birth, sustenance and death to everyone, including the demigods, is frightened by seeing the influence of devotees' devotional service. The formidable wheel of time forces the conditioned souls or persons averse to Krishna to wander through various pieces of life. In other words, it forces them to take birth and eventually kills them. But since The devotees of the Lord are eternal, spiritual, and self-realized. Such a formidable wheel of time cannot touch them. Rather, it follows them like an obedient servant. In Srimad Bhagavatam 3:25-43, Lord Kapila speaks to his mother Devati as follows. Jnana Vairagya Yuktena Bhakti Yogena Yoginaha Kshemaya Padam Lamte Pravishyanti Akutobhyam. Devotional service for their eternal benefit. Take shelter of my lotus feet, and since I am the Lord, they are thus eligible to enter into the kingdom of Godhead without fear. Being decorated with the garlands of birth and death, a person averse to and forgetful of Krishna suffers various tribulations in the womb of their mother. The devotees of Lord, however, do not feel any inconvenience or disgust while living in the wombs of their mothers. Rather, by the will of Lord, they remain indifferent to the miseries resulting from living in the womb and engage in service of the Lord even in that state. In fact, the devotees of Lord do not feel any kind of distress at any stage of life, either in the present or future life. They continually remain absorbed in the bliss of Krishna's service. The prime example of this fact is the constant remembrance of Krishna by the Mahabhagavata Sri Prahlad while residing in the womb of his mother Kayadu. Next shloka. Jagatera prati kshana ye na bhaje bapa Pitradrohi Patakira Janma Janma Tapa. Krishna is the father of the entire universe, and anyone who does not respect his father is rebellious and sinful, and therefore subjected to miseries birth after birth. Both the animate world of living entities and inanimate world of matter emanate from Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the only father of entire world, just as it is the prime duty of the grateful son to serve and follow his father. Every living entity, particularly the human being, should understand that the lotus feet of Krishna are the original source of entire creation. In other words, they are the source of everything and are meant to be always worshipped by everyone. Those living entities who are deprived of knowledge in the science of self-realization and devoid of devotional service to Krishna, who is the original Narayana and the father of the lotus born Brahma, are in reality ungrateful sons and are therefore subjected to the miseries of material existence. The three types of miseries in this world, Adhyatmika, Adibodhika, and Adidevika, miseries inflicted by the body and mind, and those inflicted by other living entities, and those inflicted by natural disturbances, have been arranged for the benefit of such ungrateful, offensive sons who transgress the principles of religion. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chamasa Muni, one of the Navayogendras, spoke to Nimi, the king of Videha, as follows. Ye esham purusham sakshat Atma Prabhavam Ishwaram Na Bhajanti Avajananti Sthanat Brashtat Patantyadaha. If any of the members of the four Varnashram, four ashramas fail to worship, intentionally disrespect the personality of Godhead, who is the source of their own creation, they will fall down from their position into a hellish state of life. And the last sloka of our discussion. Chittadiya sunamata jivera ye gati Krishna na bhajile paya yati iteka durgati. Dear mother, please hear attentively about the destination of the individual soul and the volumes of distress he suffers by not worshipping Krishna. The pathetic condition of the living entities who are bereft of the service of Lord Krishna is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 20, 117 and 18 as follows. Krishna bhuliya se jiva anada bahirmukha ata eva maya tare dhiya samsara dukha kabu swarge uthaya kabu narke dubaya danya jane rajayena nadite chubhaya. Forgetting Krishna, the living entities have been attracted with a eternal feature from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy Maya gives him all kinds of miseries in his material existence. In the material condition, the living entities sometimes rise to the higher planetary systems and material prosperity, and sometimes down in a hellish situation. This state is exactly like that of a criminal who making punishes by submerging him in water and then rising him again from the water. One should particularly discuss the statements of Lord Kapila to his mother Devati, found in Srimad Bhagavatam 3rd canto, chapter 30 and chapter 31, verses 1 to 30. So this is our discussion. This is one of the very important discussions many of us will have. Just give me 1 second. These are the regular discussions we have. The main point is how a living entity is captured in this material world and how living entity is suffering. So this is a very important discussion. And one important thing is many of the other religious organizations, even Mayavadis, everybody have this one common understanding that this is a miserable place. This is the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where everybody accepts the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. It is very simple. What does first chapter of Bhagavad Gita says? This material world is a place of suffering. And Arjuna was seeing it very clearly. Oh, it's such a place of perplexity. Now, Karpanya Dosho Bhat. So, now what is the difference? Who does not understand that this material world is a miserable place? Many people understand. And there are so many motivational speakers. What is motivational speakers' main purpose? Is when people are discouraged. Why there is discouragement? Because this material world is only like that. Parabhavastava dabodha jate yavanna jignyasa atma tattva. If you don't go for atma jignyasa, there is parabhava. There is defeat. Now, so everybody goes through defeat. So all these motivational speakers, they make good money because everybody is going to get defeated. And then what? Then they go to these people who will inspire them. He says, no problem. Failures are stepping stone for success. You continue trying. And they have some people, they make it. But what they make it, that is also very important. No matter how much we make it, it is only parabhavas. There is actually what we have to learn from Bhagavatam. We cannot become successful no matter how much we do it. That's what Prahlad said to Narsingdev. He says, Drishtva maya divi vibho kila drishna paanam ayushyo vibho icchati enjanoyam yasmat pidukkupitaha suvijambatepu vispujite luta sutte. I have seen my father. Drishtva maya divi vibho kila drishna ayushriya vibho icchati. He has ayu, his long age, his shriya, his vibho, yes. Opulence, he is having all sorts of comforts, luxuries, everything. But in a second, everything is gone. Now, okay, we say we are not like Venkateshu, we believe in God. But that also Lord is showing an example. What I am trying to tell here is, first we will see how this material world is a dangerous situation. Second, we will see how should we respond to it. So these are two scenarios we'll take. So first we are trying to understand how this is a miserable. Now we may say, Prabhuji, we can make it. But we cannot make it, no matter whoever it be. We can see the classical example of Parikshit Maharaj. Now, so much Lord is showing through his example to us. What is he showing? See, Parikshit Maharaj, such a powerful king. He is so powerful that he could even control Kali. Now we are affected by Kali so much. Even though we want to protect ourselves from Kali is so difficult. Because we have TV, we have so many movies, we have mobile, full internet, and so much Kali is there around. To protect ourselves is so difficult from Kali. And can you imagine how much powerful Parikshit Maharaj is? He is able to protect Kali, not only himself, whole of his kingdom. Everybody was protected from Kali because of Parikshit Maharaj. Such a powerful person. Very, very, he is so handsome. He is having all good qualities which are mentioned about his birth in the 12th chapter of Bhagavatam. If you take so many good qualities, such tolerance, such patience, such the ability to rule, and all the best of the personalities are manifested in Parikshit Maharaj. Now, what Lord want to teach is, see, he is in opulence is so much, and in strength is so much. He has so many facilities, no rivalry, so strong, everything is there. Then what? What Parikshit Maharaj is asking? Now, when he came to know that he is going to leave his body in 7 days, he is coming. He is not taking shelter of any of these things. He is taking shelter of Sukadeva Goswami and he is asking Sukadeva Goswami, please tell, what should a dying man do? This is what he is doing. This is very important for us. That means no matter how much we spend our time making our buildings, 2 BHK, 3 BHK, independent villas, these that we are making so much, but does not help us only. It is all waste. All our relatives, friends, no. My bank balance, no. My house, no. All my, nothing. What works is when Parikshit Maharaj did whatever sadhana that helped him. Because when he want to live, just to give a farewell party and just to meet all the people who is very close to him, Parikshit Maharaj would have taken at least 1 week, because such a vast kingdom, so many things he has to delegate. But Parikshit Maharaj just said, okay, my dear son, take care, I am leaving. He didn't even wait. How much he could do it? Why? How is it possible? Because he was preparing. He is not taking shelter of any of these things. From the beginning, he is always taking shelter of Krishna. So, when time came, for him, it became natural to take shelter of Krishna. This is where it, so what I want to say is, this is a problem. These problems are for everyone. From Parikshit Maharaj, so many things, problem. Hiranyakashipu, so many things, problem. So this material world is a problem place, everybody understands. But there, how you respond to it. So here, if we don't take shelter of Krishna, what is the destination? Very clear. Now, where the problem comes? Why not able to take shelter? So if you see in Bhagavad Gita, the same, in the first chapter, two scenes happen, and same scene, two scenes repeat. So one scene is where Duryodhana becomes fearful. He is also in perplexed situation. Oh, this material world full of suffering. He is also fearful. He became fearful. And out of fear, he goes to his guru. Arjuna is also fearful. He also goes to Krishna and accepts him as guru. Both are going. But what is the difference? So this is actually the difference. So one who worships Krishna is not subjected like the conditioned souls of birth, sustenance and death. This is important. So what happens there is, when the same situation, Duryodhana is very arrogant. He didn't want to surrender. Instead, he was finding faults in his own guru. He said, see, you are Drupada Putrena Tavasishena Deepata. So he says, see, your mistake only this. Dushtadumna, you only train him and now he made this big army and is coming. This is all your fault. So instead of surrendering to guru, he is finding faults. Where are Arjuna? Simple. Went and surrendered Krishna. Okay, understood my guru. But another point is, he didn't want to, he didn't surrender Arjuna also. He theoretically surrendered. After surrendering, he says, and saying this, Sanjaya says, Arjuna said, I will not fight. We also initially will stay in the same state. We say, Krishna, surrender, but we will do whatever we want. Krishna understands, okay, this fellow didn't surrender. Even that is also considered. That's actually very important. Now we will discuss. So here the point is, we have not yet come to the stage where we are fully surrendering, but we know this is the process. That makes a difference. Even that much faith. See, there are two things. One is Swabhava, one is Shraddha. Our Swabhava is three modes, but Shraddha is pure. If pure Shraddha comes, then Krishna takes charge. We may have so many bad conditions, no problem. So, now, how does we understand this statement that not subjected like the conditioned souls to birth, sustenance and death, which are effects of material time factor? Now we see that devotees also leave their body, right? So how can we say that it is not affecting them? So it does not make any, it does not look logically correct, right? So how to understand? They are also getting diseases. They also die. So actually the devotees, our Lord, are never vanquished by the influence of time. They lead a life of devotional service and eternally engage in the service of Lord Hari. Now, this is applicable like now Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, they also got. But how to understand? It is Lord want to show us what Lord is trying to teach is how a devotee, so the formidable wheel of time which brings about birth, sustenance to everyone, including demigods, is frightened by seeing the influence of devotees' devotional service. The formidable wheel of time forces the conditioned souls or persons averse to Krishna to wander through various species of life. In other words, it forces them to take birth and eventually kills them. And since the devotees of Lord are eternal, spiritual and self-realized, such as formidable wheel of time cannot touch them, rather it follows them like an obedient servant. So here I will tell you. Now actually we are discussing Chaitanya Charitamrita, but I am speaking only Bhagavatam, because the discussion is Bhagavatam. So you may be expecting Chaitanya Bhagavat, but unfortunately the topic is of Bhagavatam. So I will not be able to tell much leela of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I agreed and after that I saw the shlokas. Then I said, it is only Bhagavatam here. But please bear with me. Now, I will share few more points for our understanding. Now, when it happens to devotees, it's actually Lord arranging to help the conditioned souls to develop devotion to Him. Now, Prabhupada, he wanted to preach. Now, Krishna could have arranged some first class air ticket for Prabhupada so that he can come to America and preach. But why did Krishna not arrange for that? Why did he force him to come through Jaladuta and to heart attacks and all? Now, important thing to understand is that when devotee goes through that and that pain, when we hear Leelamrita, it touches our heart. That is what is very important for us. How does our heart change? We will change when we see the compassion of a great Vaishnava, when we see the sacrifice of a great Vaishnava, when we develop that gratitude for them, that respect for them. Immediately that living entities who develop gratitude, all of them, they will make spiritual progress. So Krishna keeps his devotees in such situations to change the conditions living entities heart. They will get affected by them and see, or hey Prabhupada, he came for us, he took two heart attacks for us. And not that they don't go through the pain, experience it. How they experience, I will give an example. Say now a person, he is going for a movie and he is watching this movie. It's not an example, but little bit I'm trying to make us understand. Like, he is watching a movie and in that movie there are so many emotions. There is pain, there is horror, or there is some so much fight and so many things. Now, a person watching movie, he will also go through the experiences, right? He will also, sometime he may cry in the movie, sometime he is laughing, some. Now, he went with his most beloved person, whatever, besides him. Now, back of the mind, he has always that pleasure. Oh, I am with my whatever. So closest person. Now he is going through emotions in the movie, but you ask him, did you enjoy? He said, yes, I enjoy. Actually, there are two things in that. I will explain how. When what happens in our case and what happens in a devotee's case. What happens is, for us, so many things are happening to us. We identify with them so much. That's why we experience so much pain. But when it comes to a pure devotee, he don't identify because he don't have that false ego. Like if you go for a, you just remove this example. I'll just give one example. Say people go to a movie. They experience so many emotions in there. But the end of the movie, you ask him, how was the movie? Maja kiya? He says, yes, I enjoyed the movie. But you cried also, you did this also, everything happened. Because you are seeing something. Now, why did he enjoy the movie? Even though there is so much pain, violence, fear, horror, everything. Because he is an observer of that. He is just observing what is happening. That's why he is able to enjoy. But you identify with it, then you will suffer. So similarly, in our life, if we are observing what is happening to us, we will not have much problem. But if you identify, then we have a problem. So pure devotees, they only observe. They don't identify. That's why they don't get affected. And not only that, when you are observing that, you are enjoying. And besides that, you have your most beloved person. Then you are much more in bliss. With him, you are enjoying. So for a pure devotee, not only observing what is happening, he is also having Krishna with him. So he is most ecstatic. Even though he is going through the emotions, like person watching a movie, he is going through emotions, but he is still happy. Yes. You want to have the movie again? Yeah, yeah, I will. If it is good, it will work. That means for a pure devotee, this is not affecting only. So whatever is happening to the body, whatever is happening, situations, failure, success and all, he's only observing it. He knows Krishna is happening it. And Krishna is besides me and I am with Krishna. So he's in the bliss of Krishna even though things are happening in him. Hope you are understanding. Any doubt about this example which I gave? Hope you understood. Yes. Thank you. So this is actually what we all have to. We all have to become that observer. We have to become aloof what is happening, connect to Krishna, be with Krishna, watch what is happening. So no influence of time on us if we come to that stage. So for a pure devotee, he always is with Krishna and is observing, because everything happens here is the interaction of modes of material nature. So now I am speaking, this should be either passion, ignorance or goodness. So my vibrator, his throat is vibrating something and hands are moving and my eyes are seeing something. So this Prakriti is doing. Prakriti kriyamanani gune karmani sarvasha. Ahankara vimudhatma kartahami. Because we don't have devotee don't have ahankara, he will not have any effect on him. He will be able to make him aloof from it and he can be very blissful and happy. This is actually what we all want to achieve. We want to achieve in a blissful state, unaffected by it. Now, present situation is so much of identification. This false ego, the false ego, and this pride and false ego are what is causing us pain. And this is what Krishna is trying to teach her. Lord Kapila is trying to tell. So now he says, devotional service of their eternal benefit. Take shelter of my notice, since I am the Lord and thus eligible. So here, the being decorated with the garland of birth and death, persons averse to and forgetful of Krishna suffers various tribulations in the womb of their mother. And devotees of Lord, however, do not feel any inconvenience or disgust while living in the wombs of their mothers. Rather, by the will of Lord, they remain indifferent. See, this is the point. By the will of, they remain indifferent to the miseries resulting from living in the womb and engage in service of Lord even in this state. Why? Because they don't identify with it. They don't have false ego. They say, I am with Krishna. You know? That is only watching movie. That is only, this is real. Krishna is with me. I may experience some pain, some pleasure, anything, because I am just observing it. See, if you don't have emotions, like impersonal, it's all hard-hearted. So devotees are very soft. Somebody is crying, something's happening, they also go through emotions. But their connection with Krishna is so strong, they are very blissful in that. Any movies with Krishna, I'll see, no problem. But Krishna should be with me. That is the point. The devotees of Lord do not feel any kind of distress at any stage of life. See, either in the present or future life. They continually remain absorbed in the bliss of Krishna's service. So with this body, I want to do service to Krishna. And any pain, any pleasure comes to that body for Krishna's service. Tomara seva dukha vayadi. Seito paramasuka. In rendering service to you, I may get any miseries, but that I consider greatest, because it is for you, Krishna. No problem for you. The prime example of this fact is the constant remorse of Krishna with the Mahabhagavat Sri Prahalad while residing in the womb of his mother. Like that. And then next it is said, both the animate world of living entities and inanimate world of matter emanate from Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is the only father of the entire world, just as it is the prime duty of the grateful son to serve and follow his father. Every living entity, particularly the human being, should understand that the lotus feet of Krishna are the original source of the entire creation. There is a question. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, but pain to the material body is still so heavily felt by conditioned souls like me. Would that also be because of false ego, and how can we get out of the limitations of this body? Example, if I have headache, that will be always on the forefront. Yeah. What happens is, the mind should become more stronger, that in spite of bodily inconveniences, we should be able to think about Krishna. That is what is sadhana meant for. Sadhana is meant to make our mind stronger. No matter whatever situation we are placed, we are able to think about, do devotional service to the Lord. That is the point. It is like we are discussing Parikshit Maharaj's question. Mentally also so much pain. Physical pain also to remember is to some extent, but mental pain to remember is more difficult to remember Krishna. For him, he has to lose everything in one shot. Can you imagine how much mental pain it will be? Your wife, children, friends. No time, finish, 1 week, forget about it. And he was doing so diligently, so nicely taking care. But it didn't affect only for him. No mental pain. So, bodily pain, that is why we need to do sadhana. Because that sadhana will make our mind stronger, no matter whatever state is there. We heard the story of Isha Mataji. I know, because this sadhana is for the soul. What happened is, she, proper disciple, and she lived in US. She didn't have much association, and she came to Krishna consciousness in her, she was little elderly only. Middle ages, she entered Krishna consciousness, and then she practiced very sincerely alone. She was preaching nearby, whatever she could do. And suddenly she went with some disease where she got completely lost her memory. Nothing remained. She forgot her name. She even forgot how to eat, how to dress, how to go to washroom, how to brush. Everything is lost. No memory. Zero. And then Niranjan Maharaj came to know. And then Maharaj called doctors. the doctor came and told Niranjan Swami online. She didn't remember anything. Zero memory. Her name and her place, nothing. And then as soon as she took the phone and she started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And this showed, and then she says, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. That is only she remembered. So that is the effect of sadhana. Sadhana is so nicely done. Like I'll give example. Now we all will chant loudly Hare Krishna Mahamantra one full time. But only thing is you close your lips and chant. So now I'll say 1, 2, 3 and we'll all chant. But your lips should be closed. You have to chant but in the mind loudly. So 1, 2, 3. That means we are able to chant inside our mind also. So this is what is needed. So slowly, slowly we have to make our mind strong. So Niranjan Maharaj comes to meet her and doctor is teaching how to eat, how to brush. And then the doctor was telling, your name is this. And then doctor told, you are from this place. She told, no, I am from Vrindavan. She don't know anything. She remembered Vrindavan, Prabhupada and Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because this is directly, so when we chant, when we do sadhana like that, slowly, slowly it helps. And the first part of the question, when pain comes, how to remember Krishna? That is only possible, like Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. He got melanoma cancer, so much painful. And recently, His Holiness Kadam Kand Maharaj, so much pain, but still they didn't want to reduce the rounds. So, we all have to go through it. It's not that we can get very free ticket and then we'll jump. No, we have. And that will not be that level, they are happy doing it. They said, no, Krishna, whatever pain you give, but they are in ecstasy because they are able to remember Krishna in that situation also. One time His Holiness Radhanaswami Maharaj, he was getting severe headache. So he was having, his health was not good. So went and stayed in Shichan Pro's house because nobody will disturb. And they told Maharaj, you stay here in temple, there will be so much people will come in and all. And then Maharaj went into the room, he locked it. And he was, whole day was there only. No, nothing for eating, coming, he didn't come. And then devotees were a little concerned, why Maharaj not coming? They knocked. And Maharaj writes, you told nobody will disturb me, why they are knocking? And then Maharaj, after some time, Maharaj opened. Then Maharaj, you didn't open, what happened? Maharaj said, I was getting severe headache and I am trying to experience Krishna in pain. That is what I want to say. I want to experience Krishna in pain. So I don't know how it is possible. But yeah, that is tough. But that comes with sadhana. That is what is sadhana meant for. Because at the time of death, it is not only physical pain, it's mental pain also. So much is the pain. But if somebody has practiced slowly, slowly, it is very much possible. And one more thing is, Krishna is always there to help. Only thing is, we have to, on our own, there is no way we can do it. That is 100% sure. When we'll be able to do? When Krishna wants it. And when will Krishna want? When we sincerely desire it. That's all. This formula is very simple. On our own, we can never make it. Only thing we can do is, we can show our sincerity to Krishna. We can desire sincerely. Living entities only abilities to desire. And for that, we are doing all these things. When we are hearing lectures or when we are doing all these things, so that our we discussed in our previous section, if you remember, our thoughts, our feelings and our desires. So this desire should change. And if our desire changes, Krishna will arrange. Even if there is so much painful situation also, Krishna will help us to remember him and we can go back to God. I'm giving very theoretical understanding. I don't have that much realization about it. Hope it answered your question. Man, what does it mean? Man possesses, God disposes. I don't know. Man possesses, God disposes. I don't know. What does it mean?
Hare Krishna. Means that if we have some plans, then Lord might change it, because whatever man might have their own plans, but the God may not agree to all those plans. So man proposes, God disposes.
Thank you. Sometimes some questions will make you blank. You don't have answer. So Prabhupada writes in Bhagavad Gita. Yes, maybe. I remember now. Prabhupada writes. But some I didn't think about it. Yeah. I think you also know the answer when you are writing the question. Many people know the answers. They want to clarify it. That's why they ask. So that is not a problem. So we will continue our discussion. Where we are. Yes. This I want to discuss. This is a very important point. Therefore, Krishna is the only father of the entire world. Just as it is the main duty of the grateful son to serve and follow his father, every living entity, particularly the human being, should understand that the lotus feet of Krishna is the original source of creation. In other words, they are the source of everything and are meant to be always worshipped by everyone. So, if we see, if we see the situation, sorry, what I want to tell is the classical definition of the universal definition, what Krishna is trying to make us understand here is what is most important for a living entity to be happy even in this material world. No, if we don't want to go to spiritual world, if you want to remain happy in this material world, just be grateful. That's all. We can be happy. Out of pride, people lose that gratitude. But otherwise, if somebody is grateful, Krishna is willing, you'll be happy. That is what is called the system of yajna. Yajna means what? Yajna means just to express our gratitude. Devan bhavita nida te dabhavan te devan bhavantya parasparam bhavanta shreyam paramavapsasi. Krishna is willing. Demigods will give you. You have to give in return in form of sacrifice. Everything you only have, just some part you give as a gratitude. Okay, thank you very much. And then by that, yajnartha karmano anyatra lokayam karma. So what is this yajna? Yajna means actually gratitude only. Yajna means we are just grateful to Lord. My dear Lord, thank you very much. Yajna sista sinasanto muchyante sarvakil vishai bunjate te tvakam papam. What it is telling, if you eat without offering to Lord, it is a sin. What does it mean? You are not grateful only. Lord, I am eating so many mangoes nowadays. We had yesterday mango festival also. What we are doing? Happily you bring mangoes, nicely clean them, offer it to Krishna, cut them, offer it to Krishna, eat everything, no problem. But first thing we have to do is offer. So yesterday we had mango rice, mango dal, mango juice, mango ice cream, everything mango. But point is, you are free from sin. You can enjoy happily. How did we enjoy? Because we offered it to Krishna. Offering Krishna is we expressing our gratitude. Oh, my dear Lord, this is all yours. You gave it. Thank you very much. And then you enjoy. So Krishna is telling, just be grateful. You can enjoy in this material world. Krishna is providing all the facilities. You are taking air, you are taking light, you are taking food. Everything we are taking. Just we had expressed. I tell some of the parents, when some children, they said they don't want to become devotees. They said they don't want to seriously. No need of become serious devotee. At least stand two rounds as a gratitude for whatever you are taking from the Lord. That much everybody should do. Two rounds of Hare Krishna Mantra compulsory, because you are taking sunlight, you are taking water, you are taking all this wind, air and food, which we cannot produce anyway in our factories. That means we have to be grateful to Lord. So that much is sufficient. To those living entities who are deprived of knowledge in the science of self-relation, devoid of devotional service to Krishna, who is the original Narayan, the father of the Lotus Lord Brahma, are in reality ungrateful sons. That's the point. Yeah, I think this question we can discuss in the last because it is not connected to the topic. I will answer your question in the end. So this is are in reality ungrateful sons and therefore subjected to the misery of material existence. You be grateful. Krishna is not telling full-fledged devotee, no, join ashram, shave your heads, take saffron robes. No, Krishna is not, just be grateful. You are ungrateful, then you are subjected to the miseries of material existence. The three types of miseries, Adhyatmika, Adhibodhika and Adhidevika, kleshas. So, miseries with body and mind, other living entities, though, have been arranged for the benefit of such ungrateful, offensive sons who transgress the principles of religion. This is so simple religion. How can we not be grateful after getting so much? Anybody, it's not any, it is not considered to any religion. Any person who is grateful in his life, he is happy. He may belong to any religion. It does not matter because the universal principles are right. We have to go according to the universal principles. Like where I stay in Hyderabad, many years back, 20 years back, I think, there were no rains for 2 years. So, a group of 2 lakh Muslims, they go to a place where is a big lake, where we call Gandipit. That's a lake we have for Hyderabad, which supplies water. And they prayed. Next day, rain came. They just prayed to Allah. They went there and did namaz. It all became dry. There are no water in there. Yeah, that supplies water. So they went there, no water there. They all did namaz and they came. Next day, rain came. Now you say, my God, they didn't do any Yajna or Indra. How rain came? No, they expressed their gratitude. My dear Lord, without you, it will not work. Please give us. And it worked. So, of course, Prabhupada also did. There was no rain. Prabhupada in Hyderabad, he did Kirtan in public gardens and next day rain came. I think the day only. So, that is very much possible. So, this is actually what Krishna is telling. If you are grateful, it will work. So, and then last verse, this is actually little more, other things are also in there. Forgetting Krishna, the living entities have been attracted by the external features from time immemorial. Therefore, the illusory energy, Maya, gives him all kinds of miseries in his material existence. In the material condition, the living entities sometimes rise to the higher planetary systems, and sometimes and material prosperity and sometimes drown in the hellish situations. His state is exactly like that of a criminal whom a king punishes by submerging him and then rising him. So the pleasure in this material world, this is a big topic. I'll just take 2 minutes in this only. I will not elaborate on this. This is a very interesting topic. You all can contemplate on it. The pleasure in this material world is the gap between two sufferings. That's all. That's what this Bhaktisiddhanta Sastaka trying is telling. That like a person in the previous ages, when king was punishing, he used to drown him in water. So much suffocating and he's not having air and then he is released. And he's able to breathe and he feels so much relieved. He is relieved from that suffering and he feels pleasure. And again he is drowned. Again suffer, again pleasure. So this is the play. So when we go through like exams and write my exams, so much tension. Once you write exams and come out of the exam hall, you feel, especially after writing the last exam, you have say 10 papers to write and you wrote the 10th paper after that. Even just before writing the 10th paper only, you are feeling half relieved. Then you come, somehow finish and come out of that and you will feel really very now what happened is the suffering reduced. So how it happens is there are alpha, beta, gamma rays in the mind and how they vibrate, and the vibration reduces because the vibration is the cause of the pain, and then vibration calms down, you feel that pleasure. So this is all very technical detail. We'll not go in that, how the pleasure comes. Even the pain and pleasure are the vibrations in the, and desires are the vibrations in the brain, and when they are fulfilled and they calm down, then you get pleasure out of it. So all these things are in a very great detail. You all might have heard it many times. So here, if anybody has any questions, just I will revise what we discussed. So we were discussing in the first part, I'll just revise in 1 minute, and then if anybody has any discussions, or we can end for today. So what we discussed is that how this material world is a painful situation. So this is very clear for all the people. So Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, everybody understands. What is the difference between Arjuna and other general people is Arjuna is sincere. He surrendered. Whereas Duryodhana and other people, they find faults with the guru. So two things the living entity to do in this material world. They have two questions. What to do? Whom to blame? Blame the government, blame the wife, blame the husband, blame the children, mother-in-law, father-in-law. They want to blame everyone. And everything. They say, this is not right, that's not right. Blame, what to do? So these are the two questions. But Arjuna is sincere, he surrendered. Even though he's theoretically surrendered, but at least he surrendered. So then in the end he says actually, Karishya Vachanam Tava, I will do whatever he says. But initially he says, I am not going to fight. And we discuss about Parikshit Maharaj. So no matter how much you have, it does not going to help only. Why waste time there? Parikshit Maharaj, nothing help. He is asking Sukadeva Goswami, what is the duty of a person at the time of death? And what should you do whole life? And then, so there, what about all these things which you acquired? They don't work only now. What works is, these two questions will work. What is the duty, especially for a person who is dying? And all of us are in the same state. And what works is, every day, just sincerely hear Bhagavatam, sincerely hear Chaitanya Bhagavat, and read Chaitanya Bhagavat, and chanting the holy name. And then we discussed how being an observer of the situation will not going to affect by the situation. That's actually what happens to a devotee. And he always feels the presence of Krishna. And he's observing the movie. So then we discuss what Krishna is trying to help is, he wants us to be grateful. Just being grateful, we can overcome all our miseries. So thank you all very much. Any questions, comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very, very beautiful class. So many examples you have given how Lord Arjuna has surrendered to Krishna. Many more details. Everything you have explained so clearly, and especially I really like, we have, if you want to enjoy, we are okay, we can enjoy, but offer everything to Krishna and then enjoy. So that is very, very nice, Prabhuji. So my question is, you are telling that we should be observe, we should, what is that, my Prabhuji? Can you repeat again? We should be observing, but we should not, for the problems that we are getting.
So what I was telling is, say now a person goes to a, I'll again explain the example. If a person goes to a movie, he's observing what is happening, and he experiences the emotion also. He may also feel fearful because if he's seeing a horror movie, he may also cry. He's going through experiences, all the emotions, but ultimately when he comes out of the movie, he's happy only. Why is he happy? Are you are crying, you are doing, because he's an observer of what is happening. Similarly, when we observe what is happening in our life, not identifying with it, we'll not get affected by it. Because we so much identify what is happening to me, that's why I'm getting affected. If I am observer, I'll not get affected. So in the movie, why people are enjoying? Because they are only observing it. They know I'm separate from it. That's why they are able to enjoy a movie. But when it comes to life, we are not having that capacity. We start identifying with it. That's why we suffer. And for a devotee, not only he not identify with the body, but he also have Krishna besides him. So he is more blissful. Like you are watching a movie, you are only observing, you enjoy, but you have your most beloved person besides you are watching a movie. You are in much more ecstasy like that.
Okay, wow, Prabhuji, thank you. Thank you so much. I understood, Prabhuji. The problem is we are identifying ourselves to be a body, then that's why we are having all this issue. Just we just go according to the will of the Lord, and we don't identify ourselves to the body, but think that we are servant of Krishna, and Krishna is there with us, and we are with Krishna, and going forward in our life. So then there is no any issue because we have Krishna beside us. Very wonderful class, Prabhuji. Very grateful to you. We have raised, Prabhuji. Do we have time?
Yeah.
Dr. Kalpaka Valli Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. Thank you for loving me. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you for the wonderful class, Buddha Dandatunam. Prabhuji, I have some doubts, Prabhuji. That is, it is clearly in this Chaitanya Mahabhagavata and Chaitanya Charitamrita, everything Lord is saying, I am the Lord, I should worship me, everything, no? Everybody, we are listening, and some people are not, we are not able to understand, they are not able to realize that He is God, and they are not worshipping, they are not doing, though we tell them, you see, He is a Lord, and they are not respecting, and though they are not giving anything else. So that is one of the things. Another thing, I want to just you to clarify me the difference between the impersonalism and personalism, sir, Prabhuji.
Yeah. So, Mataji, what happens na? Everybody cannot understand what we are able to understand. They need sufficient sukruti, something called sukruti. So, devotional sukruti is what is very important. So, if you want to help anybody come to Krishna conscious, what we have to do? We have to help them gain sukruti. So, you can give them prasadam. You can give. They should have some favorable mood towards devotees. They should be able to appreciate devotees. If they are appreciating devotees or liking devotees, then they will become devotees. So you have to make them appreciate you. So you help them by giving them prasadam or sharing them some nice things. So you just be good with them. That itself will slowly, slowly bring them to Krishna consciousness. Once they start appreciating you, that will help them to come to Krishna consciousness. It is not by philosophy. Initially, it's the association of devotees and appreciation towards devotees that makes a difference. Because when Prabhupada went, they got attracted to Prabhupada, then they became devotees. Like that. They don't know who is Krishna, who is Radharani, but they liked Prabhupada when Prabhupada went to America. So immediately, slowly, slowly, they all become devotees of Krishna. It's like that.
Bhagavad Gita, as it is in book, everything is clearly given.
Everything,
and also,
there,
I also
have
gone Bhagavad Gita to my relatives and all, and told them to read. No, they are not reading in the book. They are not reading the book, and I'm telling to read at least one verse per day. You can see the glories of God. And purport and all, wonderful. By Prabhupada's purport only, I'm able to understand the verses and all. I'm very, very, very grateful and very listening to Prabhupada. And always, when I'm seeing in this thing in Prabhupada, I'm always see, unless Prabhupada writes all this purport, no, how can we all understand what are the
What you do is you can call your relatives because they like you. So you tell, let us read together once in a day.
That's
or one.
I'm trying that only, Prabhuji. I'm not trying that only.
You just tell 15-20 minutes.
In family, I'm trying to bring my husband daily 2 verses of Bhagavad Gita. I'm trying.
Yeah, okay, Prabhuji. You keep trying, it will happen. Krishna will hear your prayers and you will be successful.
Thank you, Prabhuji. That impersonalism, Prabhuji, that.
Yeah, personalism, impersonalism is very simple to understand, Mataji. Because for some type of people whose mentality, for them to all the pleasures in this world is because of relationship. All the pain in this material world is also because of relationship. So people who had very bad experience with the relationship, they don't want any relationship anymore. They want to get rid of all relationship. They take to impersonalism. They say, again person, God means again relationship, again problems. So even with Lord also, they superimpose their pain. They think, if this person is there, my God, already I have so my wife here, and one more god with person, they say better get rid of everything. So they are like that. So if somebody has loose motions, vomiting every day 5-6 times, and for 6 months he's like that, and now you ask him, what is your best day in life? He said, if I don't get loose motions, if I don't get vomiting, that is my best day. So for him, he's in so much negative situation. For him, zero is very happy state. But for us, you say, what is your best day? He said, if I celebrate mango festival, it will be best day for me. I'll have mango feast, mango. So for us, we want to be in a positive way. For them, they are negative. They want to come to zero. So they are impersonals like that, in a simple way.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Now we have Anuradha Mataji. Please go ahead, Mataji, with your question.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat pranam. Prabhuji, coming back to Vinita Mataji's question, the first question, like we have to, like, you know, the one who is a pure devotee, he witnesses that rather than experiencing it, right? So as a sadhaka, a new one especially, how am I supposed to practice it? Or we just wait for Krishna's mercy? Did you get my question, Prabhu?
Paras Mataji, we have to, when we are practicing our bhakti, especially when we are chanting in the morning and when we go through the situations, we always have to develop that internal detachment. Slowly, slowly it will come. When we sincerely chant, when we sincerely hear Bhagavatam, slowly, slowly it will happen. And we go through the situations in life, na? Then we start developing, Krishna will give that intelligence to us so that we become aloof from it. Now, see, you are practicing from so long. So now you will not have same type of somebody comes and insults. Previously, it was so much hurting, but it will not be so much. You say, okay, Krishna is sending me to purify me. Immediately, our way of thinking changed. Our feelings changed. So that is already happening to us, slowly, slowly. And one day, eventually, when it happens in a perfect way, then we are in spiritual world. But it is already happening. See, the way you think is different. The feelings you get will be different now, and your desires are already changing. So already some change has happened. So it is happening and we are in the process.
Yeah, yes, Prabhu. That's true. Prabhupada writes in his Bhagavad Gita purport that this process is self-purificatory, right? So as we do bhakti. Thank you so much, Prabhu. And I feel one more thing is when we hear Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, we also have to believe it. Like, if we don't believe it, no matter how much we are not convinced with the scripture or the guru's instruction, then it will take longer to, is my understanding
correct?
We
have to apply, Mataji. It is believing in one level. What happens is when we have the faith, na, faith is called Shraddha. Shraddha means a pure state of mind. Shraddha means pure. Now, what is the impurity in the mind? Impurities, the contaminations in the mind are doubts. So when the doubts are getting removed, the mind is getting more and more clean. So that Shraddha gives strength, that gives us power. So that is a force. We need the force of our faith. So we have to clear our doubts, clean our heart, clean our mind, increase our faith and move ahead. That is what is needed. And we are already in the process, and not only that, not only believing, that is one thing, and applying is also another thing.
Yes.
When we start applying, why applying is difficult is because the change means there is some pain. Change means pain. We say, I will wake up morning, I'll chant, I will read, I will hear, but don't tell me to change. That is what is very difficult for us, because that is a painful process. But Krishna is telling, no, it will not. Don't do as a ritual. Bhakti is not ritual. Bhakti is conscious every moment. We have to be consciously doing it. Consciously doing means it is little tough and it is painful. We have to make that endeavor. Conscious, being conscious all the time. And that will help us to grow.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very beautifully explained. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Vrinda Gopika Mataji, please go ahead with your question.
Mataji, please stop the recording.
Bye, Mataji.
Please stop recording, Raj.